Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
You just heard Taylor Swift and Delicate, her tour, less than a month till she comes to America Center, September 18th. The big news this morning in the Schmig, the cast of MTV's The Hills have some kind of big announcement to make on the red carpet tonight at the VMAs.
Oh, they're going to make another scripted show?
I don't know. I'm excited.
I don't know. I tried to watch that Kristen Cavallari show, Barry Cavallari, on E! And it brought my intelligence level down even further than it already is.
Aww.
And it's a lot of college and all this talk.
My doctor. but the MTV VMAs happening tonight, and no host this year.
Oh yeah, it's just like kind of a round robin of different
people.
I think
that's fine.
Yeah.
Did Chris Convy make that decision?
No, he did not make that the host decision. They don't leave that up to him. But he produced part of it. So look for his name in the credits.
Okay.
Maybe he'll call us and give us some.
Oh yeah, some
Chris Convy, by the way, is Tim's brother.
Oh yeah.
Some backstage scoop. Maybe he could tell us tomorrow.
And I think my other brother is going. He and his lady are going to be
his lady
crowd.
Friend.
Yeah.
That's not really a name to that.
Crazy Rich Asians number one at the box office, and it might be Ken Young's not fault, but it might be his doing. There was apparently some video where he talked some people into buying a ticket for Crazy Rich Asians when they showed up to the theater.
Play?
No, like, they wanted to go see The Meg, but he talked them into buying tickets for Crazy Rich
Asians. It's supposed to be great.
I've heard that it's great. It's doing well. It's also really exciting. I think maybe I took it for granted, but all any like Asian friends I have on social media, people are so excited about this. And there's a lot of things. Them telling their stories about how they're, you know, represented in Hollywood, and all of a sudden it's you know, this movie with all Asians, and they're glamorous.
Real story.
Yeah. It's such a big deal. But I read some really, really cool stories about, you know, people growing up and just what a victory this is for that community.
It's so. You know, think about it. They don't get to see themselves on screen represented the way that they live their lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Netflix has canceled the Joel McHale Show and The Break with Michelle Wolf.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think people, I don't think Netflix is a point yet where people are tuning in for a daily show.
I agree.
They're
right
about the binging, mm-hmm. and so this like topical live thing, I don't think it's working.
That's
right?
The thing. They're kind of topical, and we've watched both. Well, that Michelle Wolf one is a little tough. But Joel McHale, we went back and watched some from months ago, and it doesn't really translate as much as like a comedians in cars getting coffee. Like Sunday mornings, we just sit down coffee and watch those, because those are good forever. Yeah. Speaking of Netflix, season 3 of Stranger Things is supposed to be darker. I don't know how that's going to happen. But one of the inspirations is the 80s comedy starring Chevy Chase, Fletch.
Ooh.
Well, that's a fine movie.
I like that. I Do we have a release date on that?
Next year. Summer.
Ugh.
So no Halloween.
But we are days away
from Ozark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves have a new rom-com coming out called Destination Wedding. They've worked together before, and as they were doing this interview, talking about their new movie, they started talking about Bram Stoker's Dracula. They filmed it back in 1992. And there was one scene where Francis Ford Coppola used a real Romanian priest. And then Winona said, I think he did the whole thing. So I think we're married. Keanu Reeves said,
oh my gosh, we are married.
Wow. Sure, that was also a CR movie.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is.
And Ariana Grande dropping...
What would their couple name be? Kianona?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty a solid. Mouthful.
Winonu.
Ariana Grande dropped a bombshell. We've all been mispronouncing her name.
My grandpa said Grandy. My brother kind of changed it to Grande because, like, Grandy was kind of like, I guess, Americanized version of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, made it more, like, you know, chill, like, whatever. And then my brother was like, we should say Grande. It's so fun to, like, say it. It's, like, funny. It's, like, a funny name.
Oh, okay, brother, just change our name.
Wow.
Grandy.
Ariana Grande.
She'd be not the most famous Grandy. Don't forget about Fred. Fred.
Who's that?
He's Gopher from the Love Boat. Oh.
Nope. She's still the most famous Grandy.
You know, yeah. I forgot.
See, what, yeah, they wanted to avoid that lane.
Yeah, I think she was worried about it.
Frankie knew what he was doing.
Carpool Karaoke, the hour-long special with James Corden and Paul McCartney tonight at 7 on CBS and at 8 on MTV, the VMAs, Ariana Grande or Grande, Panic at the Disco, Nicki Minaj, and Jennifer Lopez performing. Have fun with that. That's Entertainment Schmick. Get his hands on my car. His second, so say.
All you have to do is say.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Jen, by the way, there were two music formats that weren't mentioned in the story I had. Mm-hmm. I looked it up online. Hard rock, 65,000. 80s, 90s, 67,000. They also pulled all millennials.
I think you mentioned three formats. Harmonica.
I did research, too. Ludo fans, over 300,000. So if you want to make more money, LudoRock.com.
Okay. Did I mention St. Louis County Parks?
Yeah,
I did.
You did.
Okay.
Do it.
And then we recommend that people do it.
Let's talk about Tara Reid. Okay, I might be in bad shape today, but still doing better than Tara Reid, who was promoting the latest Sharknado movie on the Today Show in Australia. Just take a listen.
Son, you guys, honestly, is beyond it's my favorite one. It's so ridiculous. It's so bad that it's good. And it's just, I mean, we're ready, like,
did we get Padres? I knew that was coming. It does sound like I sounded at that fateful Cardinals game.
Her middle name, we just found out today, Donna. Tara Donna Reid.
Oh, you're lying.
No, it's true. We looked it up on Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah. Because
Donna Reid.
I thought I saw recently that she's dating some guy who is actually doing well and maybe, like, is smart enough to know better.
What was her excuse for this? Because she always comes back with some excuse.
She's on some medication because her back hurts. Yeah, she weighs about 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, just smelling alcohol, she would be, whoo! So I don't know what's going on with her. Well, I mean, we all know. It's just not good. Kevin Spacey's new movie, Billionaire Boys Club, debuted on Friday. Didn't make the top 10.
Wasn't there already a Billionaires Boys Club movie? Am I crazy?
TV miniseries, I think, with Judd Nelson. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, didn't make number one. Crazy Rich Asians, number one movie in America this week. It made $425 for the whole weekend.
No way.
Yeah, now a couple of reasons. It was only picked up by 8 theaters. It was on video on demand last month. It had a score of 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, yeah, and he's been accused of sexually assaulting teens.
You know what? His acting MO is the same character every movie. He's always the big jerk. I just watched that Baby Driver. Same character. Same character, same character. Horrible Bosses, same character.
Yeah.
Swimming with Sharks, same character.
Yeah, you're right.
Well.
Glengarry Glen Ross. Will you go to lunch? Will you go to lunch? Will you go to lunch?
Same character.
My favorite part.
Ben Affleck's girlfriend, Lindsay Shookus. Doesn't look like it's his girlfriend anymore. She deleted her Instagram account over the weekend. Not her Instagram account, But more telling, he was spotted out in Malibu at a restaurant on Thursday night with Playboy playmate Shauna Sexton.
How old is Shauna Sexton?
22 years old. And Ben's 46. Last time he and Lindsay were seen out in public was July. So it looks like they've split. Who knows? Maybe they'll address it.
Maybe they're talking about a work project. You never know.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. Online at 198.com, you can see Janet Jackson, who returned to The Tonight Show last week with Jimmy Fallon. You can see all the old classic Janet moves.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very live.
Yeah, right. Also online, the list of fall premiere dates for all your favorite returning shows and for some new ones. Ellie Kemper, St. Louisan, maybe I missed this and it's been out for a long time, but she's doing a Sonic commercial with Jane Krakowski.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Has that been out for a while? Yeah.
There's been a few different ones already.
I saw it during the Cardinals game. I was all excited.
News alert.
Wow.
I don't watch commercials very often.
She was in those before she got cast on The Office.
No, she was not.
That was a big break. Yeah, that's true. Sonic.
All right. Well, I screwed that one up, but I didn't screw up as badly as Al Sharpton, who was talking on MSNBC over the weekend about Aretha Franklin.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, man. Play it one more time.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
This is our new Bonnie Tyler slash Mariah Carey. I just want some tea. They promised me there was tea.
He's like, we'll be right back on MSTBC.
Yeah, I know,
Show
right?
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, man. He was so confident in the delivery.
I know.
Well, and like Tim said, it's a song where it spells it out for you. So right. Even if you were unclear of the spelling, if you knew all the words to the song, you could figure it out.
Right. People who don't even speak English know exactly how to spell that word because of the song.
Oh, my God. We're just going to end on that high note. That's Entertainment Shmig. More online at 198.com. It's your birthday. It's my mom's birthday in 5 days.
Are we going to count it down?
It's a mental reminder to myself. Okay. Get on it. Happy birthday today to Demi Lovato as we send her well wishes.
Oh.
26.
Oh my gosh. How did you
get
that?
I was going to say.
I was going to say 28.
I feel like she's been around for so long. 26 is.
But I knew she was a Barney brat. You know, she was on that show.
Were they called brats?
They were in my house.
Oh, wow. You just named her that. That's rude.
Wow.
We just sent her well wishes and you called her a brat.
Yeah, she's having a lot of issues. I don't know if you've heard or not, Kevin. She doesn't need that right now.
Listen, I was just called brat. No Barney in front of
me. You weren't getting paid to be a brat.
I was just the brat.
Or not to be confused with the brat.
Or as Warden Shane says, the brat.
Thanks, Doc. I'm hungry.
I know.
Okay.
Two friends.
He played Spider-Man, among many other roles. How old is Andrew Garfield?
He doesn't do it, but he bothers me for some reason.
He doesn't do it for you?
I don't know what it is about him.
The previews for that Mel Gibson directed movie where he's in the war but he doesn't use a gun, like every time I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this is clearly a parody of something.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that movie?
He goes to
he's a soldier. Yeah. He's like, I refuse
you. I think he got an Oscar nomination for that.
What?
I think he did.
Slow year.
Wow. You know, someday Andrew Garfield and George Clooney are going to show up to the studio and just
and I lock you in like the chop.
I have no problem with Clooney. I say it over and over. I would face him face to face. He knows. He knows he's not been scoring at the box office like he should.
It is one of my stops now when I am traveling to Italy is to go to Lake Cuomo and say, hey, you need to come back to St. Louis with me and take care of some business.
No, I have no problem with
Radio's Tim Convy.
And Lance doesn't either. We have no problem with him.
No, not at all.
The numbers don't lie, Jen.
How old is Andrew Garfield, Courtney?
36.
31.
33.
35.
Nice.
31.
I was younger.
All right. Sorry, we've had some trouble watching you on HBO Sharp Objects. Oh, and by the way, Tim doesn't like you either, Amy Adams.
Okay, happy birthday. Her, I admit.
I'm not a big fan. And she just got cast for another big part in a movie I'd like to see. I've quit watching Sharp Objects.
Me too.
Tell me if I'm wrong for quitting.
Oh, it's
because
so,
I just
it's
couldn't
too much.
Do it.
I'm sure she's perfectly nice. I just don't
feel like I need counseling.
I think she's around the same age as Andrew Garfield.
Like, no way.
No, I think she's a little older.
Yeah, oh, I think Amy Adams is north of 40.
I think she's
42.
Okay, I'm going to go with 38.
39.
41.
Let's see. Who said 42?
Me.
You're closest. She's 44.
Yeah. 44?
Whoa.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time.
She really hasn't, though. If you think about when she was on The Office, nobody knew who she was then. Well, that wasn't that long ago.
Amy Adams was on The Office?
Adams? Yeah, she played John Krasinski's girlfriend.
She was still in like her 30s, though.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right,
wouldn't
right.
you have thought she was in her 20s?
Uh-huh.
Her big thing is she was in that Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she did, what was the one, the Steven Spielberg and Leonardo DiCaprio? Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, right.
With the braces.
She's not on a, he's not on a Smucker's jar yet, but how old is Al Roker?
That's tough.
59.
I'm going to say 63.
56.
64.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.